Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, you've told our VOA listeners over the years how Las Vegas is a place to have fun, for entertainment, and to watch world championship boxing. This week, however, Vegas was a place of sorrow, of tragedy, of anguish. What's been your reaction, Nnamdi, to this tragedy in Vegas?
Sonny, I've been covering fights, music festival, and concerts in Las Vegas for more than 30 years. Very disheartening to see what happened in the beautiful city Sunday night. I think it's about time we start the discussion on how to implement procedures to stop this from happening again, because if we don't, it will keep happening. We must also talk about putting restrictions on automatic weapons, otherwise it will keep happening. This guy had 23 in his hotel room. How do you explain that? The other thing is the media spotlight will shift from Las Vegas to something else, and the politicians will go about their business as usual. Nobody will talk about gun violence or gun control till the next shooting. This cannot continue. Sonny, 28 out of the 58 people that killed Sunday came from Southern California. More than 500 wounded, Sonny, just from one man sitting in his hotel room with 23 rifles and shooting at a concert. It must stop.
The gunman was firing from the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. That venue has staged fights, right, Nnamdi?
That was where I watched Canelo and Miguel Cotto. That's a beautiful venue that holds 12,000 people. I stayed at Mandalay Bay because it was just where the fight was. A beautiful hotel. But for you to bring in 23 rifles into your hotel room and sit there watching people enjoying a concert, a festival, and just shoot off. I mean, we must talk about gun restriction and gun control.
Nnamdi, you mentioned Canelo coming off a draw against Gennady Triple G Golovkin. We haven't really had a chance to talk about the fight itself. I know we both picked Canelo beforehand. I thought Triple G won the fight, Nnamdi.
Sonny. Well, I'm glad I did not lose my crib, you know. You know the crib was on Canelo, bro. I was sweating. The casino gave me back my crib. I disagree with you, Sonny. I had to find a draw. A lot of people looked at it like first three rounds and the last three rounds to Canelo. The rounds were close, Sonny. I don't have no problem with it being a draw. It would have been really bad if they just gave it to Triple G. Triple G fought, and Canelo did not really impress me the way I expected from Canelo. Canelo ran out of gas, Sonny. If you look at the fight, he was gassed out. It looked like he didn't really come in shape, and he was on the rope doing rope-a-dope and allowed Triple G to use his left jab to control the fight and bully him all over the ring. So we must ask ourselves, do we really, really, really want to see these guys go at it again? Because we were really disappointed. It did not live up to the hype of fight of the year.
Nnamdi, what are your thoughts about Adelaide Bird, one of the judges ringside for Canelo Triple G? She scored it 118-110 in favor of Canelo. That means she gave Triple G only two rounds.
That's scorecard right there. There was just no reason for her to score that fight 118-110. And because of that, she's been called back. She cannot judge any big fight anymore. I mean, how do you explain 118-110? So right there, it looked kind of suspicious because a lot of money was put on Canelo and Triple G. And for you to come out and score it 118-110, it just shows that you had your mind made up before the fight.
Will there be a rematch?
Before the fight, there was a rematch clause in the contract, which stipulates that Canelo has the option for a rematch. But Triple G had no option for a rematch. Yeah, everybody calling for a rematch. WBC calling for a rematch. Both camps, they're negotiating now. And they're looking at May 5th, 2018, which is Cinco de Mayo, another big Mexican boxing weekend.
Would it be held at T-Mobile in Vegas again, Namdi?
Oh, Sonny, remember the last fight sold out, and the live gate was really, really big. So considering that it's going to be Mexican Independence Weekend again, Cinco de Mayo, the crowd will come, and majority of the crowd will come in from Southern California. So why take it to like Texas or New York City? The fight belongs to T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. And we just got the figures for the live gate, Sonny.
What are the figures?
$27 million for the live gate.
Now, how does that compare to other big fights?
Sonny, that $27 million right there is the third largest in boxing history. Number one, Floyd Mayweather against Manny Pacquiao. The live gate was $72.2 million. Then you go back to the recent Floyd Mayweather against Conor McGregor. That did $55.5 million. But remember, that fight didn't even sell out, but it did $55.5 million.
What about the pay-per-view numbers for Canelo Triple G?
The official number is not yet out, but the number came out last week, 1.3 million buy. And Oscar De La Hoya and his company, Golden Boy Promotions, disputed it. So HBO is saying, and other people are saying, more like $2 million or $2.1 million buy. But still, even 1.3 or 1.5, that's still a big number.
In more boxing news, Namdi, undefeated world light heavyweight champion Andre Ward of the USA recently announced his retirement. Your reaction?
I really kind of surprised because we didn't see this coming. The boxing world did not see this coming. This is pound for pound the number one fighter in the world. He just beat Kovalev twice, stopped Kovalev in the last fight. 33 years old, 32-0 with 16 knockouts. Definitely going to go into the Hall of Fame. But this is what he said, son. He said, I'm tired, you know. I mean, this cat has been fighting for 23 years. And we fight fans, we don't know what they go through, the grind, prepare for a big fight. The body takes a lot, you know. So he's been doing this for 23 years, and he made money. For this last fight, he made $12 million against Kovalev. So what's the point? Keep going. No need, because, you know, I mean, he can get hurt. He's already a boxing analyst for HBO and ESPN. He did not waste his money. He still has his money intact. So it's a very smart guy. So I think it's the best time to leave. But, Sonny, there is another side to this whole story. He has a contract with Jay-Z and Roc Nation. The talk in the fight game now that he retired now so that contract will Jay-Z and Roc Nation will void. And in a year or two, he will come back.
Interesting. and he wouldn't be the first fighter to break a retirement.
That's a business move. You collected $12 million from Jay-Z in your last fight, and you don't want to continue with Jay-Z anymore, because if you really look closely, at least, Jay-Z didn't really care about promoting this fight. He's a big millionaire, rap mogul. He doesn't even lift a finger to promote any of his fight. And you have a promotion company, you have fighters, and when you don't do any promotion for your fighters, the fighters suffer. So I kind of understand where Andre Ward is coming from by retiring, and then in 6 months or even a year, he comes back, the contract with Jay-Z is void.
In terms of African fighters, Namdi, Hassan Ndam from Cameroon, he won the Sunny Side of Sports Knockout of the Year prize, one of the co-recipients of that award in 2016, heading back to Japan. Tell our VOA listeners about that.
The date is set for a rematch, and you know the rematch was ordered by the WBA. Ryota Murata against Hassan Ndam. The first fight, Murata had Ndam on the floor in the fourth round and still lost the fight. And I think this time around, Ryota Murata will take the belt from Hassan Ndam, because come on, the money came from Japan, and there's no way he can come two times and take the money away from Japan unless he catches Murata cold and knock out Murata, because Hassan and them can punch.
Let's go to Cardiff, Wales.
It's that same mindset. He was beaten by a great champion. He got himself in position to be a challenger. So he had to beat so many people to kind of be in a position to be a challenger for that title. So I have to give him respect to being in a position to be a challenger for that title. He gave his best. He came up short. And he went again and again and again. And I think he's fought three times since then, and he's won. So he's back in winning ways. He's put that behind him. And now he wants to prove himself against the new face on the block. So he may feel confident. He may not feel confident. But we'll find out when he gets in the ring.
Anthony Joshua, the reigning world heavyweight champion, scheduled to fight the Bulgarian Pulev on October 28th. What's the latest with that fight?
Well, homeboy AJ is looking for knockout number 20, Sonny. The venue, Cardiff Principality Stadium, is sold out at 70,000 people. Remember, there was a recent heavyweight fight in London, Hugh Fury against Joseph Parker from New Zealand. They barely sold 5,000 seats. Homeboy did 70,000, and not only that, Pulev said that after he beats Anthony Joshua, he will donate half of his money to an orphanage in Bulgaria. You better hold on to your money, bro, because Anthony Joshua is not going to let that happen, because he's got Deontay Wilder in front of him.
What about Deontay Wilder, Namdi? I heard he might be going up against the Cuban Ortiz.
Ortiz tested positive for banned substance. This is the second time. The fight was scheduled for Barclays Center in Brooklyn, November 4th. Remind you, when you test positive the first time, we give you a pass. But when you come back the second time and test positive and claim because you are using a high blood pressure medication, just no excuse for that. Here you are about to make millions of dollars and you test positive the second time. It's not going to happen. They wouldn't let the fight go on. And that may be the end of Luis Ortiz from Cuba.
Do you see Wilder taking on Anthony Joshua early in 2018?
That's the fight we want to see. That's the fight fans really, really rooting for. But on the other hand, you have to understand, Deontay Wilder has not really impressed fight fans in America.
Voice of America!
We looked at him fighting a whole bunch of bombs. This fight with Ortiz was a fight where we say, okay, finally he's going to fight a contender, a good fighter. Now, the guy tested positive for substance abuse, and it looks like the big boys have been testing positive lately, man. Look at, it's a long list. Shannon Riggs, the guy from Russia, Lucas Brown, Povic. You know, you wonder, how come it's only the big boys that have been testing positive? It's really a dangerous situation, because we may find the top 10 world rank heavyweights are all banned from fighting for the world title. It can happen at this rate where all these guys are falling out. It's sad.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.
Galala! Great show, bro.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me. I'm Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
In women's professional basketball, the Minnesota Lynx have won their fourth WNBA championship in 7 years. The Lynx defeated the visiting Los Angeles Sparks Wednesday night, 85-76, to win the best of five WNBA finals, 3-2. Minnesota center Sylvia Fowles was named Most Valuable Player of the championship series. Sylvia had 17 points in Game 5, and she also broke her own WNBA Finals record by grabbing 20 rebounds. The 31-year-old Fowles was also named the league most valuable player during the WNBA's regular season. Let's listen in now to Sylvia's acceptance speech.
I definitely want to say thank you to my teammates. And I said I wasn't going to tear up, but... I mean, it's just a proud moment, you know. All your hard work over the last 10 years has finally paid off. And getting the opportunity to work with my coaches and pushing me every day to be the best that I can be. And I just want to say thank you, guys, for getting me to this point because I couldn't do it without myself. Just thank you to the fans. I appreciate you guys here in Minnesota and across the globe for supporting me and just knowing what I stand for and what I do. And all the hard work that I put in. Thank you to the WNBA, to my Lynx organization. You guys are great. I'm happy to call this place home. Thank you to USA Basketball, to LSU, to Nike. Everybody who played a part in my life of getting me to here to where I am today, nobody go unlooked. And without you guys, I couldn't do it. So thank you. It's a proud moment for me to be standing here to be named the 2017 MVP.
Applause for Sylvia Fowles, the most valuable player of the 2017 WNBA Finals and the most valuable player of the WNBA during the regular season. We heard Sylvia thank USA Basketball. Fowles has also had success at the international level. Sylvia Fowles has won 3 Olympic gold medals for the U.S. Women's National Basketball Team at Beijing 2008, London 2012, and Rio de Janeiro 2016. Meanwhile, with their 4th WNBA title, the Minnesota Lynx moved into a tie with the Houston Comets for the most championships in league history. The Lynx also gained some revenge after losing Game 5 of last year's WNBA Finals to the Sparks. The Minnesota Lynx, the 2017 champions in the Women's National Basketball Association.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. voanews.com. VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOASunnySports. If you check out my Facebook page today, Thursday, you'll see a photo of yours truly hanging out in Lagos with my friend Dr. Larry Zamajay and my buddies at Voice of America partner station, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Dr. Larry and my buddies at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM are celebrating their 15th anniversary this week. Happy 15th anniversary to Dr. Larry and my good friends at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Let's check out a few of the comments at my Facebook page under that photo of me with the Brilla gang. Yona Yerenda writes, "Wow, happy anniversary to the doctor and Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM." Martin Ogbu writes, "Happy anniversary to Dr. Larry, media mogul, Kehinde Ademola. Happy anniversary, triple doctor, Joe Agwu. Happy anniversary to Brilla FM and the crew. Cheers." David Samuel writes, "It's been a wonderful relationship and exciting to the fans, too." Jeremiah Akpan says simply, "And that's the Sunny Side of Sports." Joseph Egbunowan, congratulations. And Benedict Wabuzor, happy anniversary to the big Larry, Dr. Larry Zamajay. We wish them well on their anniversary. Well, this is a busy week for national football teams around the globe as they resume qualifying matches for next year's World Cup in Russia. In Malaysia Thursday, Syria and Australia drew 1-1 in an Asian region playoff match. Now, the Syrians and the Aussies both have a very rough road to make it to Russia. They'll play again in the decisive second leg on October 10th in Sydney, Australia, and the winner will then have to play another two-leg playoff in November against the fourth-place team from CONCACAF, the region encompassing North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. Because of the unstable security situation in their country, the Syrians have been playing their home World Cup qualifiers elsewhere. That's the reason behind that Malaysia dateline on Thursday. Robbie Cruz opened the scoring for the Aussies in the first half, but Omar Al-Sama converted the equalizer from the penalty spot after being fouled. The Syrians have never qualified for the World Cup, while the Socceroos of Australia are hoping to make it to football's premier event for a fifth time. The USA will host Panama Friday night in a CONCACAF region World Cup qualifying match in Orlando, Florida. Orlando is where there was an incident last weekend involving a top U.S. women's national soccer team player, Alex Morgan. Alex has apologized on social media. She was among three soccer players kicked out of a Disney World restaurant on Sunday. Authorities said the players were verbally aggressive with park security and guests. Tweeting on Twitter, Alex Morgan said, "I want to apologize for the actions that occurred over the weekend. I will learn from this and make sure it does not happen again." And that wraps up the October 5th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Zubair. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it. Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
2017 has been marked by one humanitarian crisis or natural disaster after another. We're seeing right now a time in history where the world's on fire and there are immediate pressing humanitarian needs that we see right before us, said U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, Administrator Mark Green at a recent conference regarding U.S. humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. The United States is the world's leading humanitarian donor. Still, this year we have our work cut out for us, said Mr. Green. Today, North America and the Caribbean nations are dealing with the aftermath of three deadly hurricanes, while Mexico is responding to two powerful earthquakes in less than 2 weeks. Over the past month, USAID sent disaster assistance response teams to Mexico and countries across the Caribbean to coordinate U.S. international disaster response efforts. On the other side of the world, severe drought and armed conflict have caused food insecurity in South Sudan, Nigeria, Somalia, and Yemen, and all four countries face the credible threat of famine this year. Some 20 million people are at risk of severe hunger or starvation there. On September 26th, USAID Administrator Green announced that the United States will increase its humanitarian aid to these four countries by more than $575 million, bringing the total to nearly $2.5 billion for these four countries alone. And in South Asia, hundreds of thousands of the Rohingya Muslim people are fleeing violence in their native Burma. They are looking for refuge in Bangladesh, a country that is not equipped to handle such an enormous influx of refugees. The displaced Rohingya people in both countries, as well as the host country, Bangladesh, are in desperate need of assistance. The United States recently announced that it will provide $32 million in humanitarian relief for the Rohingya Muslims and their hosts. I want to make clear that America is and will remain the world's leading humanitarian donor, said USAID Administrator Green. Whether it's responding to an earthquake, drought, or conflict, America is committed to standing shoulder to shoulder with people in their hour of need. It is who we are as Americans.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Douglas Simpoga. Join me for Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share their ideas on the topic at hand. So, please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.